With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, to kick off the New York portion of tonight's show, just on a somber note, I just want to take a quick second to acknowledge the passing of a New York Islanders legend. You've heard by now, Clark Billy's. Clark Gillies. He was a Hall of Famer both on and off the ice. You know, off the ice, he started the Clark Gillies Foundation to support the physically and developmentally challenged children. And actually, the pediatric unit at Huntington Hospital on Long Island was named after Clark Gillies. And his foundation actually helped raise $1 million for its construction. So that, among many things, Hall of Famer off the ice he was. But then obviously on the ice, he was a huge part of the Islanders dynasty that won four straight Stanley Cups. Think about that. Four straight Stanley Cups in the early 80s. And yes, that is before my time. But his greatness in this town, it's known among all hockey fans here in this area, regardless of age. You know, Lou Lamoriello said, this is a quote, he said, "Gillies epitomized what it means to be a New York Islander." Gillies was 67 years of age, and our thoughts and our prayers from here at this station go out to the family and friends of Clark Gillies and to the entire New York Islander organization. So a pivot, yes. And, you know, here it is. I'm off the schedule for one weekend, just one weekend. And how different these New York Giants look right now than the last time I was with you. Now you're just somebody that I used to know. Now you're just somebody that I used to know. Yeah, I can't take all the credit for this song. The song suggestion was sent to me on Twitter by a loyal listener, Douglas Pucci. That's Gautier. Is that how you pronounce it right? I remember that. Somebody that I used to know. And yes, the Giants have not just one somebody that they used to know, but two now. Giants ownership allowed Dave Gettleman to retire, then faced extreme ire from the entire fan base on Black Monday regarding the retention of the head coach, who they also moved on shortly thereafter. What a difference a week makes over here, right? 2 weeks makes around here. The head coach, Joe Judge, who ultimately amassed a 10-23 record throughout his tenure here in New York. The head coach, Joe Judge, whose team scored 26 total points throughout the final four games of the season. And the head coach, Joe Judge, who was the first coach in Giants history to lose 13 games in a single season. I'd asterisk that, though, because the 2017 Giants also lost 13 games. But that was under the leadership of both Ben McAdoo, who was fired midseason, and then Steve Spagnuolo. Now, to be fair, Joe Judge had not had a quarterback since November 28th, week 12, which also happens to be the most recent game that the Giants won. Every L after that, and there were six of them, were on the arms of Mike Glennon and or Jake Fromm. Did Joe Judge get a fair shake here in New York? We will debate that a little later. A veteran backup quarterback must be the number one on any incoming general manager's to-do list. Not saying that this is what I would recommend, but Giants fans, be prepared. Start bracing yourself for Mitchell Trubisky. As a backup, that is, at least. He fits the really non-existent Giants budget. And guess who he currently backs up? Oh, yeah, Josh Allen. Where? Oh, yeah, in Buffalo. Which, Oh, yeah, it leads me to my next point. Since the last time we've talked, the Giants obviously have let go of their general manager and their head coach, and they've hired a new general manager. Man, would I have liked to have been with you throughout the ups and downs of this roller coaster, but have no fear, I am here now, and so is the new general manager, Joe Shane. I'm telling you right now, the dark days at the Meadowlands are over. That ugly rain cloud hanging over the Giants for the past decade is about to be, I should have used Carrie Underwood's, blown away. Because the Giants got their guy, and Joe Shane was absolutely the right choice. In fact, you know that I do my research. He was my first, and he was my really only choice for this team moving forward. You know, Giants fans' faith In the team's ownership really wavered. And I was there week 18 at that game, at that freezing cold game at the Meadowlands. Me and six other people were there. Was it six? Yes, there were seven of us total. I was there. And I was recognized by the guy wearing the bag over his head, the guy that was all over the New York newspapers. But you have to give Giants ownership some credit here. John Mara and Steve Tisch were receptive to the criticisms directed directly at them. You know how I know that? Well, I don't, but I could read between the lines. One, John Mara basically said it in that end-of-season press conference, or the most recent one, I guess. Here's the quote. When he was asked about this season being the lowest moment of his ownership tenure, he said, quote, "Honestly, I would have to say yes. Yes, it is. I kept thinking during the season that we had hit rock bottom, and then each week it got a little worse. Honestly, I'm not proud of saying this, but if I'm going to be 100% honest, then I would have to say that the answer is yes." End quote from John Mara. And so he and Steve Tisch made a change to their entire process. You have to give the Giants ownership some credit. They looked outside of their own building for a new person in charge, which is absolutely the direction that this team needed to go. I mean, since the Giants beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl on February 5th, 2012, the Giants have only made the playoffs once, one time. And that was the boat trip picture taken before the Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy destroying at Lambeau Field in the wild card round. Think about that. In the past 10 full seasons, the mighty Giants, the flagship Giants, have played in exactly one playoff game. One. They've had five straight double-digit losing seasons, and they have not won the lowly NFC East since the year of the Super Bowl victory, that last one that they had in 2012. The literal worst division in football. The Giants have not been able to lock up the worst division in football. Not one single time in a decade. So for the Giants to have promoted someone from within the organization who would have figured to be a major part of this losing culture over the past decade to then lead the organization, it would have been disastrous. It would have been more of the same old ridiculousness that spun this organization from a once proud flagship one to an embarrassing dumpster fire one. And guess what? Ownership was receptive enough to step back, look at this entire situation objectively, realize that, and then agree to terms with their top choice from outside the team. Good for them. This organization is now better because of it. And you have to give the Giants ownership some more credit. Speaking of, John Mara and Steve Tisch's three finalists were cherry-picked only from winning organizations whose teams are still in the playoffs on division round weekend. And one of them, the 49ers, is on to the NFC Championship game. And more importantly than just this season and this weekend, those organizations, they've had sustained success. Take, for example, Joe Shane, who they ended up hiring from the Bills. You know, Buffalo went to the playoffs in four of the five seasons that Shane was assistant general manager, including last season's appearance in the AFC Championship. And if you ask me, spoiler alert, I think they're headed back there this season. And who knows what this season's going to bring. But that Bills-Chiefs game, I'll tell you my rationale based on my analysis a little later in the show. Then another finalist was Ryan Poles, who is in his 13th year with the aforementioned Chiefs. And in that time, the Chiefs won the AFC West 7 times. They went to the playoffs 9 times. And they won a Super Bowl. They've made the playoffs in each of the past 7 seasons. I'm telling you, sustained success. And you can't forget about Adam Peters, who is now currently in his 4th year with the 49ers. And during that time frame, twice San Francisco has reached the playoffs. Once losing in the Super Bowl, and they're still alive. So when John Mara said in that State of the Giants press conference, he said, quote, "I'm always conscious of personnel around the league. I always keep a list of possible head coaches and possible GMs. I look at the successful teams at what they're doing," end quote. To me, it's evident. I believe him. And I think that he and Steve Tisch had a good feel of the pulse of this entire search this time around. And then the fourth reason why you got to give some credit to Giants ownership is that John Mara and Steve Tisch recognized the fact that they also needed to get someone in the building who was much younger and much more cutting edge in the NFL. I mean, ownership made that point clear. Shane, who they hired, is 42 years old. Gettleman is 70. And the other two finalists, well, Peters was 42. And Ryan Poles, get this, 36. Joe Shane was quite obviously the Giants' first choice. He was their first interview just, what, 2 days after Gettleman cleaned out his office with the cardboard boxes? Shane flew on to round two, where he was, again, the Giants' first interview. There is no better way that ownership could have played that. They were not playing around. And while he was clearly the Giants' first choice, I heard on another show that the Giants were his first choice, too. A perfect marriage. Joe Shane was my first and only choice as well, as I said. And you know I do my research. Giants fans, you have a ton to be excited about regarding Joe Shane. He checks off all of the boxes that I had as qualifications for the Giants general manager vacancy. A, most importantly, he's either been a scout or an executive, and both were important to me, in the NFL. In the NFL, at the professional level for 20 years, since the guy was 22 years old. He is the smartest guy in the room. But, as Brandon Bean, who's the general manager of the Bills, said on a conference call Friday, quote, "He's not going to walk into the office like he has all the answers," end quote. That tells me that he's always ready, willing to evolve, to learn. Because let's face it, in any job, the moment that you feel like you've got all the answers is the day you should hang him up. And also, the executive experience is important because as we talked about before a while ago, probably 3 weeks ago at this point, maybe even 4, the Giants cap situation for next season, as it stands right now, is dire. In reality, it's salary cap hell, if we're being honest. And Brandon Bean, on that conference call Friday, said that, this is a quote, "Joe Shane has run draft and free agency meetings. There's nothing he hasn't seen," end quote. How amazing is that, Giants fans, to get a guy so ready for the job that he doesn't even have to learn on it? Furthermore, and probably the best thing about Joe Shane in this current Giants scenario is this. Brandon Bean let Shane be involved in everything in Buffalo. And that's a quote from him. And before that, Joe Shane led Miami's preparation, assessment, and acquisition of potential professional and collegiate free agents. He spearheaded NFL draft operations for the Dolphins way back when, more than 5 years ago, including the evaluation and draft board construction. I mean, how awesome is that? For a team with the number 5 and the number 7 overall picks in the first round and the 9 total picks coming in this upcoming draft, how awesome is that for the Giants to go out and get a guy who has run draft boards and draft evaluation for the better part of 5 in Buffalo and who knows how many in Miami? And B, look at his track record over the past five seasons in Buffalo. We already talked about the Bills having made the playoffs in four of the five seasons that he's been assistant GM. But Bean said that Shane was a big part of the evaluation process and the selection of Josh Allen. Josh Allen, who, by the way, was my number one pick that in that draft class. On the record, go ahead and look it up. You know, the Josh Allen that led seven consecutive touchdown drives last week. Bean and Shane have also acquired Stephon Diggs, Devin Singletary, Dawson Knox, and two of the best safeties in the league, Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer. Together, the two of them built this perennial playoff team basically from the ground up. And how about this? When he arrived, the Bills snapped the streak of missing the playoffs for 17 consecutive seasons. Sound familiar, Giants fans? Sound hopeful, Giants fans? And see, you know what I also like about Joe Shane? I love these type of guys. He literally worked his way up the ranks. This was not a fancy plug-and-play decision by Giants ownership. And I think of Brody Van Wagenen with the Mets when I say that. This is the total opposite. Shane started as a ticket office intern with the Carolina Panthers. Then he was a scouting assistant. That sucks, right? Et cetera, et cetera. Bean said Shane was a grunt scout and that he was a quick riser because people trusted his evaluation. You could tell that he had what it takes. And that's from Brandon Bean. If you've got it, people know it. People recognize it. Just a glowing reaction of Shane by Bean all around. I mean, he's been Bean's number two for all five seasons in Buffalo. He's his right-hand man. His consigliere, as they say in Italian. And my favorite line from Bean, he says, "You can't replace people like that right away." Giants fans, your team got it so, so right. Congratulations. And in John Mara's that press conference that he just recently had, I guess it was what, last week, the week before, John Mara appealed to you, Giants fans, when he said, quote, "I haven't given them any chance to believe that I will get it right this time. It's up to Steve and I to make the right choices going forward to earn back the Giants fans' trust." That is not going to be an overnight process. That's going to take some time, but it starts with getting the GM pick done correctly and then with the hiring of the right head coach. That's going to be a process that we're willing to have to earn their trust again. End quote from John Mara. Giants fans, they got the GM correct. Check mark on that. That's a big fat check mark on that one. To the head coach search, Giants Nation pivots.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase five quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.